Well, as we approach lunch on Friday, the Aussie market's coming under a lot of pressure with the ASX 200 down 1.7%. That means we easily fell back below 5,900 points. It's the biggest fall for our market since the early part of February, and we've also hit a five-week low in the process. The catalyst really was some big falls out of the US market last night, which fell by almost 3%, which is the worst, second worst tumble in the US so far in 2018. Now, this was prompted by President Trump flagging up to $60 billion in unspecified tariffs on Chinese imports. The plan essentially is that the US could impose 25% tariff on certain Chinese products, and within the next 15 days, the US trade rep will provide a proposed list of products that could face these higher tariffs. Now, one of the major concerns is it could trigger a trade war between the US and China. President Trump already today said this will be the first of many such tariffs. And if tariffs are ramped up on both ends, it could mean higher prices, which could then slow down economic growth and push rates higher offshore as well. Now, Chinese officials have already responded today, saying they don't want a trade war, but they're not afraid of it. And they could impose around $3 billion to start off in tariffs on pork and also steel. Now, on the Aussie market, we've got all sectors under a lot of pressure. 10 of 12 sectors, in fact, are falling by more than 1%. And just two of the 200 biggest stocks which make up the ASX 200 are higher, just Vicinity Centres and also Iron Mountain. Neither are really large enough to make any sort of dent in the market at all. So mining stocks are hit hardest. Rio and BHP are down as much as 4.5%. The banks are also down by about 1.7%. And despite the price of gold lifting on some safe haven buying, even that's not enough to push some of those gold stocks higher. Newcrest is actually off slightly. Now, as far as currencies go, the Aussie dollar has fallen back, but the Japanese yen has picked up a bit of buying. And on the company news front, things are pretty light on, but the ACCC has reauthorised the Qantas-Emirates alliance for the next 5 years, and Transurban has bought a Canadian toll road in Montreal for $840 million. That's about the same amount in Aussie dollars. No data out today locally, but the Aussie dollar's at 77 US.